A Reason to Suffer, from the sermon series, 1 Peter, Finding Your Way in a Whatever World. If you'd like information about this or any other Living Word sermon series, give our toll-free number a call. It's 1-800-366-9673. That's 1-800-366-9673. And you can now shop online at livingword.org. All profits from tape sales are used to purchase radio time to spread the Living Word around the world. And now, here's Brother Bob Russell.
Job was one of the first to ask the question. It's been asked by millions of people ever since, but it's never received a completely satisfactory answer. Why do good people suffer and wicked people prosper? Job just couldn't understand why the cattle of the ungodly were multiplying, but he had lost his entire herd. Why were the homes of the wicked safe while his son had a home that had collapsed in a fierce windstorm? And it distressed Job that the children of the unrighteous neighbors were dancing around their front yards laughing while all 10 of his children had been killed in that windstorm. And Job asked, why do the wicked live on, growing old and increasing in power? They spend their years in prosperity and go down to the grave in peace. Yet they say to God, leave us alone. We have no desire to know your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? What would we gain by praying to him? But even though Job didn't understand, he held on to his faith and he said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But haven't you asked the same question? If God is all-loving and all-powerful, why do bad things happen to you when you're trying to do what is right? Maybe you study long hours to grind out a passing grade and the cheater breezes through with honors. Your womb is barren when an unwed mother aborts her third child. You struggle to make ends meet and the drug dealer lives in luxury. You try to rear your children to know the Lord and they rebel against you, and the child of an atheist grows up to be a missionary. Go figure. Why do the righteous suffer and the unrighteous seem to prosper so often? I asked that question as recently as last Sunday afternoon. Dr. Martin Skaggs asked me to meet him and his family at Cave Hill Cemetery. It had been nearly a year since Martin's wife, Diana, age 44, had died of cancer. And she was such a good Christian, a wonderful servant. The last words she whispered were, "To God be the glory," and she died in peace. But Martin wanted to show his family the headstone that had just been completed in her honor, and he wanted to remember her with a brief service once again. And the headstone was unique, a broken column signifying an untimely death, and the words, "To God be the glory," were etched on the stone. On the back were three handprints of her three young sons. And you know that over the past year, there have been times when those boys hurt, and through tears they whimpered, "I wish Mom were here." And Martin could only respond, "I wish she were too." But when I saw those two younger sons reach out and place their hands in those prints as though reaching for some connection with their mother, my heart ached and I wondered, why so often do the righteous die young and the wicked live to an old age? Where is the justice of God in that? Life just doesn't seem fair. God doesn't seem to bless those who serve him, and he doesn't seem to punish those who are defiant toward him. So why bother? You can understand why some people just throw up their hands and say, whatever, live as you please. Well, Simon Peter wrote about the reason for suffering in 1 Peter 4. It teaches us first that some suffering is inevitable, and we ought to expect it. Verse 12 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you." Now, some are surprised when they experience suffering. In fact, some get bitter and shake their fist at God and accuse him of being totally unfair. I've read that Ted Turner had a sister die of lupus when he was a boy. And from that point on, since God hadn't answered his prayers, he rejected Christianity and the Bible. Sometimes we suffer because of our Christian testimony. Verse 14 says, "If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, don't be surprised." Christian Times Today reports that as many as 40,000 Christians have fled Iraq in the past few months because their churches and their homes have been targeted for violence and destruction. And sometimes we are insulted. To a degree, we're persecuted for the name of Christ. Our current campaign as a church, One Man, One Woman, God's Plan for Marriage, which features ads on TV and billboards, is probably going to receive some angry responses. Somebody said, if you're going to be the light of the world, you're going to attract a few bugs. And people will say, who is Southeast Christian think they are to speak for God? Well, we don't speak for God, but we believe God has spoken to us in the Bible. Or people will say, you know, you shouldn't mix church and politics. But politics has encroached on spiritual matters. And he says here, don't be surprised that Jesus' prediction comes true. If they hated me, they will hate you. Sometimes we suffer because of our own sinful behavior. Verse 15 says, if you suffer, it should not be as a murderer, thief, criminal, or meddler. And sometimes we suffer the consequences of our own sinful behavior. We get diseases, or we suffer loneliness or indebtedness or humiliation, the result of our own willful disobedience to God's instructions. Sometimes we suffer because of a satanic attack. Satan brought one trial after another into Job's life, and Paul said that his thorn in the flesh was a messenger from Satan to torment him. And Revelation 12:17 says the dragon was enraged and went off to make war against those who obey God's commandments. And sometimes we get a direct hit from Satan, and we don't know where it's coming from. We don't know what's going on. Now, I know some people take that to the extreme, and they attribute every problem to a satanic attack. They get a sniffle, and it's the allergy demon, or they're late to church, and it's a traffic jam demon that prevented them from getting here. That's silly. But Satan does seek